Welcome to the weekly recap of Madam Secretary with the Satellite Sisters. I'm Leanne Dolan of Satellite Sisters, and I'll be joined by my sister, Julie Dolan. We are a weekly talk show. We've been on the air for 15 years on radio and podcast, and you have found our recap of the CBS drama, Madam Secretary. We're real sisters, not real TV experts, but we love watching Madam Secretary as much as you do. For more information about Satellite Sisters or to find our other podcasts, you can go to satellitesisters.com or find us on iTunes, Stitchers, or, you know, wherever podcasts are sold. Stay tuned for Madam Secretary Weekly Recap. This is Season 2, Episode 1. You're listening to Satellite Sisters. I'm Leanne Dolan in Pasadena, California, with my sister Julie Dolan in Dallas, Texas. We regularly do a podcast called The Satellite Sisters, but once a week now we're doing a recap of one of our favorite TV shows, Madam Secretary on CBS. This week it was the season 2 debut, so we have season 2, episode 1. And Julie, a lot happened in this episode. I mean, there was singing, there was dancing, there was oath-taking, there was drug usage, there was all kinds of stuff in this episode. What did you think of the first show of the season?
It was a blockbuster, Leanne. I mean, it went right to the top, right at the beginning. I mean, I guess it was bound to happen that Elizabeth was going to be made president, but I didn't see it coming.
So, and I was excited because that's our third woman president. We had Gina Davis, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and now we've had three women presidents on television, and that can only bode well for the future of the American Republic, I think. All right, let's get right down to it. We're going to go through the episode. We have commentary. You can always find us at satellitesisters.com. But in the opening scene, we have the vice president show up. Now, Julie, I don't believe we'd seen the vice president before in Madam Secretary. He looked wholly unfamiliar and like he might have wandered in from a shoe salesman convention. Did he?
I'm glad you said that, because even though I've seen pretty much all of season one, I was like, who is that guy? Who is that guy? And so it took me a second to figure out that he indeed was the vice president.
And I was thinking the whole time, that guy could never get elected. I mean, I know no one looks good in a golf shirt, but but he really did not look good in a golf shirt, did he?
Well, he was feeling a little sick, Leanne, too. Okay. And he had that, President George Bush move where he vomited on his guests, which is never good, Leanne.
It's never good. But it did set up the, Trans-Pacific, trade agreement, which kind of echoes the real news. So that's what we get. We get the vice president. He goes down on the golf course when he's talking to world leaders from the Asian countries about a trade deal. And then we cut to Elizabeth. And she, as we know, she's Madam Secretary, or MSEC, as she is called by security. And her staff is briefing her on probably one of the stupidest plot points we're going to see all season. Let's hope that she has to appear in a talent show. And for some reason, she has to sing.
Leanne, this was culturally very, very accurate. As you know, I lived in Thailand for 5 years. My husband worked in Thailand, in Asia. It is very common in a business setting and a business meetings to have karaoke, to have singing contests.
Really?
So this, oh yes, Leanne. Oh yes. There was a lot of singing. My husband had to do a lot of singing when he worked in Asia. So this was culturally right on target, Leanne.
Okay. Well, we have the staff members. They're all encouraging her. You can do it. We're going to write a funny song. It'll be a parody song of a Billy Joel song, and they love it. And of course, we all know, because we're looking at the staff members, that the staff of Madam Secretary at the State Department includes not one, but two Tony Award winners. Oh, we're like, oh, really?
Well, they had to figure out how to bring in song and dance, Leanne. It was only a matter of time. So, yeah. So this was accurate. So whoever did the research, right on target.
Okay. So we're setting that up. You know, the vice president goes down. She's got to sing. And then we see her cousin at, or her husband at the war college where he's teaching now, his military ethics class. And we have, you know, soldiers from all over the world there for some reason, including a couple of Russians. And Julie, this is why I knew you would love the show. You also lived in Russia. What did you think of the Russian, of the fake Russian accents?
They were very fake, Lynn.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Very, very, very thick. Okay. That's all I can say.
Okay. But this whole thing is like setting up a blockbuster episode. Like, what's happening to all the people running the government? Oh my gosh, how is she going to sing? And her husband, who also is an NSA agent, is being asked to cultivate some assets in his class. And then who should arrive on the scene but Claire from Law and Order. Were you surprised to see her as the NSA handler?
Yes, I was. But I thought, well, she's very experienced. Again, I was glad to see it was a mature woman in that role as the handler. But it's a really tough assignment. I mean, the idea that the professor, you know, the teacher could turn his students that way seems like it's just there. It's going to be very, very tricky.
Yes. And she and he objected, Henry, because as we know, he's the salt of the earth. He's more ethical than thou. He quotes E.M. Forster in his lectures. And there was a whole blackboard, which, first of all, no one uses anymore in a college. Right. I mean, that college was like Oxford or something. Where did they film that? But he had all kinds of notes about all of Aristotle's, the eight books of Aristotle, that no one would ever write on a blackboard anymore. But his duty now is just to observe and assess these Russians. And in the meantime, the next scene, we get it. Finally, what we've been waiting for, Madam Secretary arrives at the Oval Office, and she is sporting the first tie blouse of season two, Julie. She's got the
that's
the tie
blouse. It's an unfortunate trend, I'm sorry to see did not die with season one. So,
well, you had to actually wear them the first time around, and that was traumatic, right? Those blouses.
Yes, it was. Very traumatic. That's right. In the 80s, I'm still not over it. Yeah. So I see those shirts and I shudder. That's all I can say.
See, I think it's a modern take. I didn't wear them. I was fortunately spared the tie blouse. So for me, it looks like a fresh take, but I'm sure for you, it brings up a lot of bad memories.
Yes, it does, Lynn.
It's kind of a trigger. I mean, they should probably put a trigger warning on the show.
It is, Lynn. It's a trigger shirt.
And next week, they're going to feature shoulder pads and we'll all feel bad. So,
oh gosh, and perms. If those perms start back, I don't know what I'm going to do.
So she's in the Thai blouse. She's making breakfast. She's chatting with the fam. You know, she's always doing that. She's balancing work, life. She's doing it all. She's got the one son who fancies himself an anarchist and left the fancy Quaker school. And now he's writing a paper on a jailed journalist and his teacher won't approve it because she doesn't feel like that's a good role model. And there's some discussion there and high-fiving from the parents. But she's got to go to the White House, Julie. She has got to go to the White House. And what happens when she gets to the White House, she discovers Air Force One is missing.
Really bad news. That is really bad news, Liam. Yes. I thought that was a good plot line. You know, that could happen. You know, it's missing.
Liz, you know, we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do.
because
there are just so many fun things to frame, Liam, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing. To get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing. based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but FrameBridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds
like... you're going to be happy, okay? Yeah. And that's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or see a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's FrameBridge.com. Thanks, FrameBridge. Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the mega moisture duo. Yes. You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria algae body oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria collagen body oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz. Your youthful yeah. glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
I forgot to write down, what did they call it? The act that's, they're at DEF CON 3. Someone is trying to take out the top tier of the American government. What was it called? Not a Ponzi scheme. There was a word for it they used, right? I didn't write it down.
I didn't write it down either.
Okay.
But it's now serious. So the president is missing. You have the vice president. He's out of commission.
He's having sweaty.
Gallbladder surgery. So right. Which sounds terrible. And third in line, Leanne, who would that be? This is a little civics test. That
Speaker of the House.
Okay. And where is he?
He's out to lunch, man.
Not the Speaker of the House. No, that was the Senate pro tem. The Speaker of the House is also on the plane, Leanne.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Okay.
Because now we get down to number four. That is the Senate pro tem.
Okay.
And he's
out to lunch.
He was not mentally capable. And he was a senator. They were just, it was a little secret. They were, you know, people were covering for him. But he was not fully functioning, and it became quite obvious in the Oval Office, because he said, "Oh, I haven't been here in a while." He thought he was there for the Reagan administration. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, that was a good twist. So the next thing you know, our girl, Madam Secretary, is being sworn in. She's taking the oath of office from who better than Supreme Court Justice Morgan Freeman. I think he should be a Supreme Court justice, don't you?
Yeah, he really brings a lot of gravitas to it, Leanne.
He does.
And I thought Elizabeth had a lot of gravitas as she took the oath. You know,
yes.
It was very good.
Yes. She was not gleeful or anything like that. Her good friend, the president, was missing. You know, things were starting. They're at DEF CON 3. It's a serious situation. Morgan Freeman does not blow the oath of office and gets it right. And he also directed that episode, by the way. And That's it. She's now the third female president on TV. And it's very exciting for all of us watching on the couch. I'm sure you were excited.
I really was. I didn't expect it in episode one. So it was a very strong start.
And she's told pretty much just stay here in the office, right? Just don't do anything. Don't tell anyone. She's got the prickly chief of staff that she has to deal with. And just Russell Jackson. And you thought that they had reached some detente last season in season one, but they're back to their very prickly, mistrusting relationship here in episode two. So in the meantime, you know, she's just going to stay put and they have to go get her family, right? That's the thing. Like, oh, now her family is in danger and they all have to come to the White House. And where do they find her daughter, Stevie? Stevie, the college dropout. Stevie.
Just continues to make incredibly bad choices with her life, right? Am I right? Where is she? She is in the arms of her new boyfriend.
Right.
And he's a fine fellow, isn't he? The new boyfriend, right?
He is the president's son. That's the good news. The bad news is, unfortunately, he's just gotten out of rehab for the third time, and he appears to be not sober anymore because in a completely, like, we knew this is coming. Oh, let me wear your leather jacket scene. Oh, what falls out of his pocket? But heroin.
Heroin. And then what does Stevie do? Because she is so smart. She doesn't throw it down the toilet, right? No. She says she puts it in her pocket. Oh, yeah. That's smart. That was so smart.
Right? And then in bursts the Secret Service or the FBI or the CIA. I guess it's the Secret Service.
Secret Service. Lane.
And they scoop her up and they take her to the White House along with the husband, along with the son and the other daughter. Everyone's going to the White House. They're going to be in a secure room, but they can't tell them what's going on. In the meantime, was that the best scene ever when she was getting the football and the biscuit?
Yes, Leanne.
I mean, there were a couple of football lines, if you noticed there. Did you notice that transition? Henry talking to his potential Russian spies about football, and then she gets the football. Did you know that thing was called the biscuit, though? The code?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know about the biscuit. I knew about the football. I like that. I like that, Liam. I'm glad we have people like that are, you know, doing their job. They're followers, Leanne, the guy carrying the football.
He's in charge of the football. She's in charge of the biscuit. Yep. Much like the heroine, she just sticks the biscuit in her pocket. So it's like, isn't there a better place for the biscuit?
I know. What would you do? I would get a fanny pack immediately or some cross or some cross body bag to put the biscuit in.
In the meantime, the new Madam President has she is an ally in the secretary, in the assistant out front, and all she asks for is coffee. Did that coffee take forever to get there? I'm like, well, someone get her that coffee?
Right away.
I mean, she's the president.
I would like the president or Madam Secretary, I would like her to use a saucer. She's continually picking up coffee cups without the saucer. You know, our mother wouldn't have liked that at all.
It is the Oval Office, and those things can stay in that desk and everything.
They can't. Okay.
So then her staff comes in. Now, we haven't talked much about her staff, but apparently if you watch TV, and this happens on many shows, four people run the entire State Department. It's Madam Secretary. Well, she's the fifth. And then there's the assistant Blake. There's the speechwriter Daisy. There's the policy guy. I don't even know what his name is.
Policy guy.
And then there's the speechwriter Matt.
Yes.
And so and several of them are having a completely unbelievable romance that we'll get to, I'm sure, later. But they're pretty psyched that she's now Madam President. And they call her that about 100 times. And they just can't help themselves. And
they're kind of lined up like a Broadway show. Yeah. Did you notice that where they had like a front row and a back row? Yeah. And Nadine. Yes.
It's a chorus line, Julie.
They were lined up like chorus line. Exactly.
So I really need this job. So even though she's now the president of the United States, they are forced once again to talk about the talent show.
And it's very important. that you sing and participate. Yeah.
So I just can't believe it. But here you go. They are just raising the stakes. Like, they got to get All Souls accounted for. They locate the plane. The president appears to be okay. It does appear to be some problem with the communication system. We have, you know, more people coming in and out of the show. We've got the, you know, she's already always in the, what's it, the security room? What's it?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, with she's found out that she doesn't, that her national security advisor that she likes very much has been fired by the president. She's not too happy about that, is she?
No, she's mad about that.
Yeah.
She should have been in on the loop about that. And she asked why she was, and they, you know, they give her a bad answer. And she's the president of the United States at this moment. So that doesn't go over well at all.
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, you know, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer, plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Hey, it's Liz and Leon here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz, my hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leon, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leon Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leon's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you, it's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leon and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled P-R-O-S-E. pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS.
Now, what I liked was that our former executive producer, Courtney Cole, emailed me knowing we were doing this. And she said, I think they stole that storyline from Liz Dolan's story. That, you know, it's like Liz's Quicksilver exit when they didn't tell her what was going on. Courtney is convinced that the writers of Madam Secretary stole that bit from the Liz Dolan storyline. What do you think about that?
Everybody's listening to our podcast, Lane, so it's quite possible. Now, if I was the president, Liam, what would be the first thing you'd do if when you got in that office? I know I'd order more than a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I would have ordered a lot of food.
Yeah.
Just to see. I might have done some executive actions and things, but I like the fact that she did a presidential pardon. That was good.
That was exciting. Yes. She does the presidential pardon when it's clear that the president's coming back. She only has like 10 more minutes to be the president. And then the chief of staff is going to take her official pen away. And she is able to sign a presidential pardon for the hero journalist that her son is writing the paper on. So that's a nice little loop. And then here's the thing, though. Things that are going to come back. Okay. She knows about the daughter and the president's son now.
Yeah.
The daughter tells the father, oh my gosh, I have heroin in her pocket. Like, yeah. So the father, you know, even though he's perfect in every way, Tim Daly, Henry the father flies off the handle, talks to her about her terrible choices, her terrible this. They do nothing with the heroin, Julie.
I know. Where is the heroin?
I mean, it's still in her pocket.
But don't they have bathrooms in that security?
I know. Henry, get the heroin and flush it down the toilet. Now the, 21-year-old college dropout who continually makes really bad choices has heroin in her pocket. So I think we know where that is heading.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then Henry has another meeting with Jill Hennessy, NSA boss. I was surprised to see the ombre in Jill's hair, weren't you? Like that?
Yeah.
I was surprised at the yes. ombre, the shading happening in her highlights.
I don't know what that's about, Leanne. Maybe to give her like a more mysterious air about her. I'm not sure. But that there's going to be trouble there. That's what I wrote in capital letters.
Okay.
Trouble brewing.
Okay.
With our dreamy professor, Henry, you know, that he is going to have a very difficult time trying to turn one of those Russian students. Okay. They're Russian, Liam. Okay. Let's just keep that in mind.
And then finally, at the end of the day where she's been the president, she's, you know, executed a pardon. She's saved the world. She's dealt with family issues. She has to go to this dumb talent show. And I am sure, like you, Julie, like everyone else in America, when she's stressing out, breathing into a bag about singing, you are screaming, for God's sakes, you have two Tony Award winners on your staff, Phoebe Newworth and Bettina Miller. Make them sing the stupid song. And that is, I mean, come on. And that is exactly what happens at the end. Madam Secretary, who looks unbelievable in that black dress with the cape, like, was the cape built into the dress? How did that work?
Was that dreamy, Leanne, but I did some deep background research.
Yeah.
And she wore a similar dress when she appeared with Tim Daly when they went to that big press club dinner in Washington.
Oh, their first
same
public
kind of dress on.
Oh,
so.
The first it public
was,
appearance.
It was a very good look. It would look very good on you, Liam.
Yeah. That look. That's what I thought too, Julie. I thought that. So she's wearing this great dress. She's watching the song. And finally, what we all want to happen happens. The two Tony Award winners get up there and they do their thing on stage. And the guys, the folks from Asia, they really enjoyed it, Julie. And now we understand why, because this is their thing. They loved the wacky parody song about the Trans-Pacific trade deal.
Those lyrics were tough, Liam. Yes.
I was thinking, I don't understand these lyrics. How does the audience? Okay. So let's hope there's more singing and dancing in the future. Maybe even a Madam Secretary musical number, now that we know who's on board there on the staff. Because I don't actually think Daisy is a very good press secretary, but she does appear.
She does,
she have a Tony Award for appearing
in
Sisera.
But there's going to be a holiday show. I know it. So I think there's going to be carols. That's okay. Right? There's going to be some big Christmas party show. And then we're going to see that. Yeah.
All right. And then we get some previews of next week. And actual Madam Secretary Madeleine Albright is going to be on the show next week. So that's exciting.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And but there was one one sort of threatening note right at the end, and that was about the solar flares. I mean, who really believes in solar flares, right? No one. But that, in fact, that Air Force One, the communication did not go out because of solar flares. It was a malware attack, Leon. Okay. And that was an act of war.
Act of war. You're right, Julie. I forgot to. I was so transfixed by her dress.
You forgot the act of war.
Yeah, forgot the act of war.
One little tiny detail there.
You know, does it seem like just in general, she's involved in like every decision for the government? I mean, does the Secretary of State, like, do they call the cabinet in that much when things happen? Like, okay, get the cabinet in here. Do you think that's how it actually works?
No, I don't think they talk to each other at all.
Okay. So
I think the president makes all the decisions.
Okay. All right. All right. We have enjoyed this episode of Madam Secretary. We're still looking for a name for a recap show, so we'll have to figure that out. If you're new to Satellite Sisters and just listening to this for the first time, you can find many, many more podcasts at satellitesisters.com or find us on Facebook. You can also find us at Twitter at Sat Sisters and Instagram, the same at Sat Sisters. We're going to be doing this recap every Tuesday for the run of Madam Secretary. All right, Julie, anything else going on this week?
I have some urban Nana duties this week. How about yourself?
I don't have much going on this week,
okay,
so that's
Leon,
good. I get very busy next week, a lot of activities, but this week I'm just kind of writing and doing my own thing, and I'll admit it, I have started going to hot yoga, so we'll...
Okay, we'll need a report.
Yeah. I like it. It's just warm yoga. It's not super hot yoga. I have to work my way up to that. So as the 12-year-old yoga instructor said, have you gone to the hot yoga? I was like, no, I'm old. So... I'll report back, though. I'll let you know how that goes. I got a free week at a new yoga studio. Checking it out. All right. We're the Satellite Sisters. Don't forget, call your satellite sister.